Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is How Do We Pray?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The word of the Lord. Have you ever been at table with someone who goes on and on with every detail under the sun, their needs, themselves, for an interminable length of time? After a while, I can't help it. I stop listening. Jesus says that in prayer, we should not babble like the pagans. God already knows our need. In fact, much of our Father responds to the daily experiences of us as disciples. How do we pray? We're called to contemplation. Do we rush through the Our Father or other prayers at lightning speed? Or do we hear what we say with our lips? Jesus invites us to simply call God Abba, our Father, who knows what we need. Do we seek God's kingdom or create a kingdom made of our needs and our thoughts? It's not easy when our needs include those we love who are sick or dying. Prayer is a relationship with God, and relationships sometimes bring us to places we'd prefer not to be. God's will is not always our will, especially if storms or death are in the offing. God promised to be with us in our need. For what do we hunger? For food, things, safety, forgiveness, health, power? Christ reminds us that forgiveness is predicated on a relationship. To ask forgiveness requires we be willing to be open to seeing things differently, to be willing to forgive, and not to be tempted to just look out for ourselves. To be at prayer is to be in relationship with God and others. Today, can we look to the goodness and beauty in others, even with those with whom we disagree? Only then can we be delivered from temptations and the evil that surrounds us. Today, may we pray with a heart listening to God and the needs that surround us.